It was the year 1902, and throughout Italy, a story would become known that would be prophetic, both for that time and for times to come. In a small town of a migrant farm working family, a young girl is about to be ravaged by a young man who, saturated by the modern media of that time, lost complete control of himself and the pursuit of all virtue. And so he sought to steal this child's innocence, this child whom we now honor this day by the name of Saint Maria Goretti. But Maria, a slight 12-year-old girl, would resist with all the powers of her soul and body and tell Alessandro Serinelli that what he was about to do was a sin. And so her resistance would be met by her death, for Alessandro would stab the young girl 14 times and leave her there to die. Yet Saint Maria Goretti's virginity was not stolen. And so, 2 days after this attempted assault, she would wing her way to her eternal reward to join the angels and the saints. But we learn in the life of this child saint that her work was not done, and that from heaven she would even perform a greater work of mercy, a greater act of charity. For as the young man lie on the state of despair 6 years after his attempted assault on this pure vessel of God, she would come to him with 14 lilies, symbolic of the 14 stab wounds that she received. And ultimately, Alessandro would repent and fill out his sentence, because at the time, a 19-year-old was considered a minor by the law. And so he would serve 27 years of his 30-year prison term. Upon coming out, he would dedicate his life to God, and ultimately he would be adopted by the mother of Saint Maria Goretti. And so we learn from this family that forgiveness truly is a supernatural reality, for it seems almost impossible in our modern world that we would consider a family would do so much for the one who took such a precious child from them. And yet, they knew their faith and they practiced it well. And so it is from this Goretti family that we learn much. Her father would dedicate himself entirely to his family, ultimately because of his migrant farm work, would contract malaria and die. But first he would spend untold hours persevering through the disease in order to work the soil and to gain a slight living for his family. Saint Maria was dedicated to God from an early age and showed herself one who truly was going to pursue holiness for the whole of her life, even when that life was taken from her before its time. And so we learn especially a lesson from Alessandro Serinelli, for Alessandro would leave a testament upon passing from this world in which he himself would declare that the modern media of the time would ultimately, he would allow to transform him into a very beast. And he would admit himself that it completely destroyed any notion in him of pursuing virtue. And so we learn from this incident of 1902 that modern world, that mass media that would seek, as it were, to take the innocence from young men and from young women has not been mitigated, but has grown more and more. And so we must turn this day to Saint Maria Goretti, asking her to intercede so that the Lord may gain possession of what is known as the mass media, and it may no longer be used as the instrument in Satan's hands to transform young men into beasts and hence risk the ravaging of young women. Upon her canonization, Pope Pius XII would turn to the crowd gathered there and ask the young, were they willing to give the witness of Maria Goretti? Were they willing to give the witness that Maria Goretti gave in order to preserve her purity? They responded with a loud chorus of yes. Then he would turn to the parents and ask them if they were willing to do what was necessary to safeguard their children from the evils of this modern world. They also would respond with a mass yes. but the Pope would ask a question, or rather he would make a statement upon interrogating the parents. He would say, "We will see," for he knew full well that the next 50 years would tell the tale, and ultimately we must say that even though that day they promised the Vicar of Christ, in a certain sense, in them, we have all failed. We have all failed to understand the pursuit of Christian virtue and the gift of virginity. And so, 50 years after, by the year 2000, we see our modern world ravaged by the mass media and the doctrines that it brings to our youth, destroying in them any pursuit of a supernatural existence. And so they have begun a life in which they truly have indulged themselves in all the pleasures of this world. And often that indulgence is done not by violence, but by the cooperation of the youngest amongst our children. And so we see very well that there is much work to be done within the mystical body to bring about that pursuit of virtue which burned in the heart of Saint Maria Goretti. And so let us strive to begin this day to do all that we can in order to make reparations for the modern world, and ultimately let us turn to Saint Maria Goretti and ask her to intercede so that we as members of the mystical body of Christ may gain possession of all those institutes and transform them truly into what they ought to be. For the mass media primarily ought to be that instrument by which the gospel of Christ becomes known throughout the whole world. And so there is much work within the mystical body to do, for we must strive to gain possession of all things for the kingdom of Christ. And so all those institutions that can be sanctified must be claimed by Christ. Saint Maria Goretti would lay down her life in order that that may occur. Let us be willing, like her, to lay down our lives. For at the same time, another great saint existed in Italy at the time. He would ultimately become known as Pope Saint Pius X. And when the word of this young girl's martyrdom came to him in his patriarchy at Venice, he simply declared, matter-of-factly and very simply, "A saint has just died," and indeed, her message would be a prophetic message. And so this century began with the attempted ravaging of a young girl. She resisted by the grace of God, and yet, despite this example that initiated the 20th century, many would disregard the message, the divine message, that was wrought through the body of this young girl. And so we have become enamored with the pursuit of pleasure and the violation of God's laws. Let us turn to her who would not risk anything, but to give up, who would risk all things, including her life, rather than to lose the love of God. And so ultimately, she would show the most profound witness, for as she laid dying on her bed with thirst ravaging her body, she asked for a glass of water. The doctors at the time told her family it was impossible, for it would kill her, for amongst those wounds that she suffered was the perforation of her stomach, and indeed the taking in of any food or any liquid at the time would certainly have caused her death. And so in her agony, she had to be rejected the water. A priest present asked if she was willing to offer it up in sacrifice and in reparation for the sin that Alessandro sought to commit against her. Saint Maria did not hesitate and offered up all her sufferings and ultimately her life for the conversion of Alessandro Sarinelli. 6 years after her death, she would be sent by God himself in order to begin the process, and ultimately that fruit would be culminated in which Alessandro would truly repent of his sin and spend the rest of his life striving to give that message to the world, and especially a warning that the mass media had turned him into a beast. but the grace of God had turned him into something else, something greater, something that we should all pursue, something that St. Maria Goretti was unwilling to give up at any cost. And so let us also strive not to be willing to give up that which has been purchased for us by the blood of Christ, that is, eternal happiness with him in heaven after passing from this life of trial and tribulation, by which we strive always and everywhere to give the greatest possible glory to our good God in order that we may glorify him for all eternity in heaven.